For the past 5 years, a private and anonymous grant has allowed about 40 health clinics across the state to provide intrauterine devices or IUDs and other long-acting birth control to women ranging from ages 15 to 25. Liz Romer runs one of these clinics in Aurora.
Hi, this is Cindy from the Village Pavilion Family Planning Clinic. How's it going?
Romer is a nurse practitioner and directs the family planning program for Children's Hospital Colorado.
We're astounded by what we were able to accomplish in terms of the number of women that we were able to see, as well as the number of patients who chose long-acting reversible contraception.
Romer says nearly three-quarters of the women they counsel use the long-acting contraceptives, which, according to state figures, have helped cut teen pregnancy rates in the state by 40%. Abortions have gone down, too.
What the grant allowed us to do was to buy the devices. These aren't cheap, but when you weigh the cost of a device against the cost of a pregnancy, they pale in comparison.
Certified nurse midwife Anita Sheets is with Mesa County Health Department Family Clinic. She says these clinics are especially important in more rural areas.
There's no resources available for teens or their parents to access here in Mesa County. There's no identifiable teen-friendly clinics that can assure confidentiality and access to these methods. And we're trying to implement some major changes at the health department to make it a teen-friendly clinic.
Without the private grant, some clinics, such as Children's Hospital, say their funding will be cut in half. That's something Colorado Department of Public Health and the Environment Executive Director Larry Wolk wants to avoid.
We actually put out an appeal saying, look at the results and can you help make up for what we were trying to get from the state general fund and from the legislature. Funders have stepped up and said we'd like to help you on an emergency or contingency or even bridge basis.
Wolk says he wants to come back to the legislature next year and try to get $5 million to fund the program and even expand it to more clinics that serve lower-income young women. And while Democrats backed the funding measure, Republican lawmakers, including Representative Polly Lawrence of Roxborough Park, didn't want the state paying for it.
I like the idea that right now it's educational and giving options to women. I'm fine with it existing under private funding.
Lawrence voted against the bill during the legislative session earlier this year and says she'd do it again.
Because we didn't fully fund it by the state, private money is coming in. That tells me there is a desire in the private sector to fund this, and I don't see why the state needs to step in.
For other Republicans, the problem was the program itself, because they believe providing contraception encourages promiscuity. Larry Wolk points to yet another concern.
One of the criticisms from the conservative side was that, well, the Affordable Care Act is supposed to pay for these devices, so why should we pay twice? And what we found is a lot of insurance companies aren't complying with the Affordable Care Act.
But not every GOP lawmaker was against it. Republican Representative Don Corum of Montrose sponsored the funding bill. He's a strong backer, but says he doesn't think he can convince enough of his colleagues to support it next year.
I wouldn't expect a lot of change. With that said, this program is very, very, very positive in my district. I had a lot of people come up to me, real solid, solid Republicans, and say thank you for running the bill.
For people working within the program, like Liz Romer at Children's Hospital, it doesn't matter where the funding comes from as long as it will continue over the years to help more women avoid an unintended pregnancy.
There has been so much progress made. It doesn't make sense for Colorado to go back to the funding levels that we had before.
For the next year, it appears the money is not in jeopardy. I'm Benta Berglund at the State Capitol.